Good evening. I've been doing an inordinate amount of air travel lately, which I enjoy about as much as punching myself in the face with a rubber hammer. Which is just to say, not at all. Anyhow, on my last trip, while taxiing, the flight attendant made the electronic announcement, which I'm sure you all know, but I'm going to quote it because I'm the sort of jackass that writes these things down. She said, "Please turn off your CD players, your computers, your cell phones, your digital cameras, your iPod, and really just turn off anything you have with a battery that's not keeping you alive." And now I know she was talking about pacemakers and other important things like that, but I'm rather superstitious. And it's quite fortunate that I wasn't listening to a podcast at that moment, because I probably would have been able to convince myself of its life-saving powers, and then I could have gotten into trouble. But fortunately, it didn't come to that this time. And so we're all blessed with another bedtime story, which is now. Good evening. It's Tuesday, the 23rd of May, 2006, and it's Miette's Bedtime Story Podcast. The Pearl of Toledo by Prosper Mérimée. Who can say whether the sun is most beautiful at dawn or at dusk? Who can tell whether the olive tree or the almond is the more beautiful? Who can tell whether Andalusia or Valencia breeds the bravest knight? What man can say who is the fairest of women? But I will tell you who is the fairest. She is Aurora de Vargas, the Pearl of Toledo. Swarthy Suzanne calls for his lance. He calls for his buckler. He grasps his lance in his strong right hand. His buckler hangs from his neck. He goes down to his stable, and, in proper order, he surveys his 40 fiery chargers. Then he says, "Berger is the swiftest and trustiest of them all. On her sure back I will carry away the Pearl of Toledo. As mine I will bear her away, or by Allah, Cordova shall see me no more." So he sets forth. He rides on till at length he reaches Toledo. Hard by Zucatine he meets an old man. "Old snowy beard, carry this letter to Don Gutierrez de Saldana. If he is a man, he will come and meet me in single combat at the fountain of Almane. The Pearl of Toledo must belong to one of us two." The old man takes the letter and carries it to the Count of Saldana as he sits playing chess with the Pearl of Toledo. The Count reads the letter. Then, with his closed fist, he smites the table so mightily that all the chessmen fall to the ground. Then he rises and calls for his lance and his steed. All trembling, the Pearl of Toledo rises, for she perceives that he is getting forth to combat. "My lord, Gutierrez de Saldana, do not go hence, I pray. Stay and continue this game with me." "I may play chess no longer. I must play the game of lances at the fountain of Almane." And the tears of Aurora avail not. Then the Pearl of Toledo takes her mantle, and, mounting upon her mule, she goes her way to the fountain of Almane. All about the fountain the grass is crimson, and the waters of the fountain. But it is not the blood of a Christian that stains the greensward and the waters of the fountain. The dusky Suzanne lies there, with his face to the sky. The lance of Don Gutierrez is splintered in his breast. All his life blood spends itself, drop by drop. his faithful steed, Birya, looks down upon him weeping, for she cannot heal her master's wound. The Pearl of Toledo alights from her mule. Take heart, good sir, for you will live yet to wed some fair Moorish maiden. My hand has cunning to heal the wound made by my knight. O pearl so white, O pearl so fair, draw forth from my breast the splinter of the lance which rends it. The cold of the steel chills me and freezes my heart. Trustingly she approaches him, but he, with a last effort, gathers together his failing strength, and with his sabre's sharp blade gashes the face so fair, so tender.